Good morning, Charlottesville, and welcome to Real Estate Matters on a very hot and muggy Saturday. Hopefully, sooner rather than later, this weather will change. And but aren't we all glad that we've got a little bit of air conditioning someplace, somewhere? Hey, I'm Michael Guthrie. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WINA. You can also be listening live by going to WINA.com and clicking on Listen Live. And if for some reason you missed the show or you want somebody else to hear the show, and you will want other folks to hear this show, you can go to WINA.com come Monday or Tuesday, click on podcasts, go to Real Estate Matters, and an archive of all of our shows are there. And you can take advantage of those at any time you feel led to do that. We're glad you're here this morning. We're going to be talking about a new community that's coming to Charlottesville. But one quick thing before we get started, a tip for you sellers out there. You know, you hear on my show all the time about the fact that the listing inventory is way high and higher than it needs to be. And until that inventory changes, we can't really have a housing recovery, especially as it relates to price. But one tip for you sellers is if somebody wants to show your house, please let them. I've had a number of things happen this week where sellers say, oh, no, this isn't a good time for us. You know, can you come back later? Folks, you're concerned about how many people are showing your house, and then somebody wants to show it, and then it's an inconvenience. And it is an inconvenience, for sure. But when you put your house on the market, it no longer becomes a home. It's really a commodity, and you've got to let people see it to help them sell it. One particular example, I was talking to a real estate agent this week in a particular neighborhood, which I won't mention. Somebody wanted to see the house. Folks said there was too much laundry, you know, around the house, which they could have just obviously thrown in the closet or something. So the people didn't see that house, but bought a house in that community within a couple days of wanting to show that house. And who knows, maybe that other house would have been a better fit for them, but we'll never know. So anyway, that's my quick tip for you this morning. If you're a seller, you know, just be ready. Even if you don't have a dog, when they call, say, okay, we're going to go out and walk our dog. We'll go find a dog and walk it, but make sure that people can see your house. Be ready at a moment's notice to let people show your property when they actually have a buyer that wants to see it. But that's it for that this morning. But I do want to get into what I really want to talk about today, and that is a new community that is showing itself out at Old Trail Village. Lots of neat things going on in Old Trail Village. We're going to talk about that as well. But David Hilliard is here with The Lodge at Old Trail. And Andrea Cerati McNeil is here, who is always great in giving us updates as to what's happening at Old Trail. And there's some exciting things that are happening, including this new senior living community. David, Andrea, we're glad you're here.
Thanks, Michael.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
David, give us a quick overview. I know this is something that you've done in other places, but talk a little bit about how you chose Old Trail and what this community is going to look like and how it's going to be just a wonderful new asset, not only to Old Trail, but to the Charlottesville area.
Well, thank you, Michael, for asking me to come on today. One of the things that I saw how I chose Old Trail from the start of a couple of years ago was to look at what the community needed around Charlottesville, Crozet in particular, and what was lacking. And one of the things that was lacking was a senior living community out in the western part of Albemarle County. I also was looking at the thought of putting a multi-generational community together. And I saw Old Trail, and with the retail that was going to go up, the golf course, all the family, the kids walking around, the thought was to bring a community back, literally and figuratively, back into the center of another community, and that's a senior living community. So many times we have our seniors sort of living on the outskirts. They're retired. They're not in the middle. They don't get to just look out their window or have the grandchildren just walk by and wave at them. So I thought this would be a perfect opportunity with what Old Trail has done with their whole community, and to add on the one dimension that I saw that they didn't have was a senior living community. And so I thought, what a perfect opportunity to bring people back into the center of the community. It's a vibrant group of seniors out there. They're voters. They're active. They're walking around. And Old Trail, the whole breadth of Old Trail about living and walking and being right in your community was just too much to pass up. So that's the main reason why I brought it to Old Trail.
Well, I've noticed, and I saw a particular post this week about the fact that obviously things are starting to happen and that this is going to be one substantial piece of property. And why don't you talk a little bit about what, I mean, obviously it's going to be a community, but what's it going to look like? What kinds of what kind of amenities, accommodations,
those types of things? It's 126 apartments, and what we have is a continuum of care. We have the residential side of it, which we call the Ridges, and then we have for the sort of the continuum of care, we have Piedmont Assisted Living, which we know is all for the need of assistance, and we have a specialized memory care, which in this world today, dementia is such a horrible thing, horrible disease for anybody that has to deal with it. I mean, we have a specialized program there that we've been developing and working on for years. So it's 70 apartments that are basically with the amenities of everything you might think at a fine hotel. We have the restaurant, we have a pub, we have a parlor, a deli, activities room, a hair salon. We have all of that that we use for the whole building and for any residents whatsoever. But the best part about it is we could be self-contained and not ever have to go out of the building. The thought that we have Old Trail Village right next to us, it's such a perfect opportunity, whether it's Old Trail Side Coffee or DeLuca's or Anna's Restaurant or Face Value, Lucinda's Spot, or even ACAC that's there.
You better name them all, brother, or you're going to get yourself in trouble.
Well, I can't help it. It's really such a great thing because
yeah,
we can literally walk out the front door and walk across the street. And so the amenities, what we do is it's a rental community, and that's something I wanted to talk about. A lot of places have a buy-in community where you have to put a certain amount down and then a monthly rent. What we do is we put just a monthly rent and everything included from your utilities, your meals, everything from the top to bottom is included in there. And so it makes it really affordable. There's no barrier to entry with a buy-in community, if you will. So it really makes it an opportunity for seniors to get closer in. Maybe that they sell their houses, even if they don't have to sell their houses because it's an affordable area. Or the children of, a lot of times, people are bringing their parents from other areas and bringing them back in to be closer to their grandchildren. Being close to the high school, the middle school, and the lower school, and all of Old Trail, it really makes it an easy, wonderful community to be part of.
And that's a great lead-in, Andrea, into talking a little bit about why this is such a great fit for Old Trail Village. I mean, we not only talk about the Village Center, but I think about a month or so ago, they had the big groundbreaking, but the opening of the Western Albemarle County cross country team's course. And you know, folks who are in this community in the lodge are going to have these walking trails that have been set up to take care of a whole nother type of situation, and just the collaboration of amenities really makes this special. So, Andrea, talk a little bit about, before we go to the break, you know, what makes this such a good fit for Old Trail Village.
Thanks, Michael. Well, what we like to say about Old Trail is that Old Trail Village is a walkable community of neighbors. When you go, I live there, I'm a resident. I've been there for 3 years now. If I walk down the sidewalk, I see people I know, they wave, they greet me by name. If I go to Trailside Coffee, I always see people I know. The people who work there know who I am. They know how I like my fancy coffee. And David's approach, which we've seen at the other communities that he's built in other places in the country, his approach to that inclusive, you know, neighborhood really fit in well with our philosophy. And it's just been such a great asset to our Village Center and the community as a whole.
Tell us where, you know, as far as the location and how it fits into the whole you know, the concept of the Village Center.
Sure. Well, Old Trail Village, as you've seen, and as I hope, you know, your listeners will also come and experience, in a traditional town, you have your urban center where all your shops are, your services, that's where the doctor's office is. We have one of those from Augusta mm-hmm. Health. And then as you move out from the center, that's where you start getting a little bit more space, and that's where you have your recreational stuff like soccer fields and lacrosse fields, and then our golf course and our pool. David's facility is located right there in the center with all of those shops. So when you come to Old Trail Village, you park in our parking lot. You can walk over to the lodge. He's going to have beautiful landscaping and great grounds very soon. Construction's coming along. I can't believe how fast this construction is coming.
It's moving. It's flying.
And or you could go to Anna's Pizza, or you can hop on any of our numerous walking trails or fish in our ponds. We've got wonderful stocked ponds there that catch and release, but you can catch some really large bass over next over on the golf course too.
You know, it's funny. My parents, before they passed away, I think, David, I've told you this, they were at Green Spring Village up in Springfield, and an Erickson community, and a lot of things that you're talking about as far as amenities, Green Spring had. And I used to kid with my mom and dad that they were on a cruise ship on land, because that's what it felt like to me. You know, you went in and everything was there, and you could pretty much eat whenever you wanted to eat, and they had the pubs and the bistros, and you know, they had this, they started this wee bowling league that initially had like 8-12 teams, and my dad got involved in it, and it turned into 64 teams. So they took an activity area and made it into a wee bowling center where they had 6 widescreen TVs up on the wall, and they had the wood and the little line, the foul line, and that kind of thing. And I mean, it was
fun.
It was a huge thing. It was fun, and folks really did feel a sense of community. But the other thing that I think that this brings to Old Trail, unlike Greenspring is right on the, you know, Fairfax County Parkway, and it was pretty self-contained. Whereas in this situation, families, you know, who live in Old Trail, their parents can be living right there and be just a part of what's going on a day-to-day basis with their families in a way that in other places you wouldn't have that. And I think that's a really special thing.
Well, it is. I mean, one of the things you mentioned right in the beginning, I just want to go to about the cruise ship. It's truly your choice. And then that's the idea. We give people the choice to do what they want. It's the what they decide to make out of it, no matter what you're doing, whether you're a college student or a senior moving into senior living, it's your choice to be part of the community. And we give that opportunity to pick what you want to do. We help with that. And then we have a community organization within the senior living place that decides a certain what the activities they might want to do. The other thing I just wanted to mention is we are at Old Trail, and Old Trail right in the center there, but it seems to be such a great community all of Crozet. The Downtown Association, the dome that they're putting together, it's really interesting. It's only a sort of a short hop and a skip, if you will, across to get downtown to Crozet, and they have wonderful spots too. And I think it's this community, the senior living community, that it's located right in the center of Old Trail, will bring more people to Old Trail, but it'll also bring a lot more people to Crozet in general. And it's just a neat, funky little town down there with great restaurants and hardware stores and the parkway and different medical facilities. It's all of Old Trail and all of Crozet, I think, is going to benefit from the Lodge at Old Trail and Old Trail Village expanding and doing well. I think everyone benefits from a rising tide.
Great. We're going to go to break. We're talking with David Hilliard and Andres Cerati McNeil about the Lodge at Old Trail. You can check them out at www.lodgeatoldtrail.com. But for now, we're going to talk to or hear from New American Mortgage, Classic Furniture. We thank them for being sponsors of the show, and we'll see you after the break. Welcome back to Real Estate Matters with Michael Guthrie. You're listening to News Radio 1070, WINA. I'm here with David Hilliard and Andrea Cerati McNeil, and we're talking about Old Trail Village. Particularly, we're talking about the new senior living community, the Lodge at Old Trail Village. And before the break, we were talking about this thing being sort of like a cruise ship on land. I know that things are beginning to happen there. You're starting to get some interest. You've even had some people who have done some, you know, so pre-applications or whatever it is you want to call them. But I also know that you're going to be having an event come September. Why don't you talk a little bit about that? And also, if people are interested in getting information now before that event, what's the best way to do that?
Oh, thank you. The Lodge at OldTrail.com, Lodge at OldTrail.com is our website, and you can jump on there, or you can jump on Old Trail Village, and there's a little spot there, Lodge, there that you can come to. We're September 22nd, we're having the groundbreaking, even though we're about to put a roof on. we just wanted to put things sort of together first, but September 22nd, we're hopefully have 100, 150 people come out and see us. And that's really the opening of a series of lectures that we're going to have every third Thursday out at Old Trail Golf Course, because we're not going to be open yet, per se. So we're going to have different people from the Miller Center, from Monticello come to speak. Phil James, we're going to be coming to speak, and a couple of other different people. The idea is to bring not just the seniors in, but the children of... To make it a really interesting that everyone wants to come listen to. From that, what we're doing actually is, and right now we've already taken deposits and we haven't even done any marketing whatsoever. And there's just an incredible need for, especially the dementia side and the assisted living side. The resident side will pick up, and we've gotten people from out of state that want to come in and start looking at it, so they can put down a certain deposit, which is completely refundable. It's a 2-week refund. And that will put them on a list for a priority list. if you will, and that priority list of the first people that come in.
Other than the website, if they want to get information from you, what would be the best way of reaching you?
Well, the website, or you can go David Hilliard, all one word, at lodge@oldtrail.com.
Great. Great.
That, thank you for saying that. That would be an easy way to get on it. You can go on Google, and my name comes up a whole bunch of different
names. You're going to have some space in the village here sometime soon. I know you're taking over some space there so that people will be able to find you right there in the village sometime soon.
Oh, yes. I'm in the construction trailer, which is fun, but it's not always the most pleasant to have people visit. But yes, right down in the village center, we'll have an office space right there, actually next to you all,
yep.
Roy Wheeler.
Hopefully.
And in line with everybody else. And so that will be a nice spot to be able to park, plenty of parking. So we're looking forward to that.
That's great. Andre, as we talk about Old Trail, and obviously this is just one more piece. When Roy Wheeler got involved with you guys a year or so ago and began to help market the lots and just, you know, help hopefully be, you know, somebody that can give resources to whatever builders, whether it be Craig or David Lambert or Piedmont, or here I'm going, you know, Stonehouse, you know, through the list of Southern Development, Ryan Holmes, all those folks are now kind of engaged in Old Trail. And when we did that, we talked about the fact that, boy, we are right on the cusp of something special, because the village was just opening up. The retail was coming into place, and it was finally becoming a community. What have you seen since that's happened in this last year to 15 months? What have you seen as far as that really becoming a reality?
Well, I actually came to Old Trail in 2008 to do the groundbreaking of the Village Center. So I've got to tell you, from my perspective, watching that literally come out of the ground, and then I was one of the first residents in the apartments in the Village Center, and now I live next to the Village Center in a beautiful Craig townhome. You know, watching all those amenities come to place really has brought the community together. And one thing that has been exciting is, you know, our builders can barely build fast enough. We have had record-breaking sales. Last year, we had our best sales volume ever. Last year, we had 72 sales, of which 12 were resales. So the nice thing is, for our current homeowners, they're maintaining their value. And then this year, we've already had another 48, and we are on track to meet or exceed last year's sales, too. So we're just, I think the biggest issue is that we have a diverse, as you're mentioning, we have a diverse building product, because we've got all these wonderful builders. We've got product at every price point. Lots of different styles. Old Trail is not tract housing. It's not little cookie cutter buildings. We've got a wonderful architectural code that we follow so that every home is unique and gorgeous. And it's great value and people love it.
I think Old Trail, and I've said this before, I think Old Trail is a great example of the overall aspect of what's happened in our market over these last several years, because all of us were languishing, all of us were struggling. But once Old Trail found the right price point for lots, and in factoring in what the builder was going to build, they knew they needed to be in that $300 to $350 range. And once Old Trail and the builders were able to come to that price point that allowed that to happen, man, things just, you know, began to go crazy. You know, last year, this year, I'm going to guess and predict that you'll exceed last year, given the market conditions and what's going on. And ultimately, as we come out of this, you know, challenging market, whether it's next year or 2 years or 3 years, people will realize that they bought at a great time, got a great value, are in a community that that offers everything, you know, and like you said, from price point to amenities. I mean, you know, people are going to see that it was the right thing to do when they did it. And I think that can reflect to the resale side of it as well. The folks who have finally realized that prices aren't going to come back anytime soon and are now being aggressive with their price or getting their houses sold, being able to move on to either downsizing or upsizing or, you know, moving out of the area or whatever the case may be. And there were just so many people for so long that said, no, I'm just going to wait till next year when things are better. I think sales activity is going to continue to increase, but I think prices will begin to improve, but only gradually. And it just seems like Old Trail, you know, picked up on that right at the right time, whether it be, you know, 15, 18, even 2 years ago, and began to be able to make a difference and get people in there and create the vitality and the enthusiasm that is coming now as far as that development and some other developments in the area as well. Andrea, if folks want to get more information about Old Trail, what's the best way to reach you?
The best way is to visit oldtrailvillage.com. We have a news feed there, which is a wonderful way to keep track of all kinds of things going on in our community and in Crozet as a whole. We're part of Crozet, so our news is Crozet news and vice versa. There's a lot of other websites. There's oldtrailgolf.com and then oldtrailswimclub.com. Click on any of those, I get the email, and you'll hear from me right away. We're also with your agents in the Welcome Center, there in the Village Center, and we're there. Somebody is there almost every day. So if you want to just stop by, grab a slice of Dana's pizza, and then come by and say hi, we're happy to see you.
That's great. I really appreciate you guys both coming in. David, Andrea, hope you guys have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Our time is up, unfortunately. But the folks who are out there listening, we certainly thank you and appreciate it. And we'll look forward to seeing you next week. Have a great weekend.